23rd, 24th, 25th of January, David L. Lawrence Convention Center. We have got all sorts of exciting things happening at the 2026 Pittsburgh Travel Showcase. You can attend 42 information-packed presentations. We've got it all down pat because of Ida DiRico and I doing a little text back and forth today. And to give you all the details, the star of the show, the manager of that North Hills office on McKnight Road, Caitlin Seigen. Almost that time.
It is. It is. And I always think that it's fitting. You know, the travel show is always the same weekend, but the dates change, you know, with the calendar changing. I always love when it falls over the 25th because it's like a second Christmas with all the things that you can get at the travel show. You know, we've got our retail store with all your, you know, even if you already have a trip booked, you can get all those little odds and ends you might need. So many amazing things that we don't even have in the branches all the time, you know, with some of those new luggage patterns, those packing cubes, different guidebooks, anything that you might need. And then, of course, not only do you have access to these knowledgeable AAA advisors that you can book right there on site, but the vendors themselves are right there. So you can do your research. Now's the time to start planning. If you have something on your radar for 2026 or even beyond 2027, now is the time. Stop into the office, grab some of those brochures, start looking, you know, take a look at what it is that you want to book, dog ear those pages. And, you know, start talking to your advisor, and now's the time to get that ready so that you can go. And as you mentioned, those 42 informational shows, those will answer any little last questions you might have so that you are confident in the trip that you're booking and know that it's the perfect one for you. So it's so exciting. I can't believe it's coming up so quickly.
All sorts of people are going to be there, and especially when it comes to cruising, Carnival, Princess Cruise Lines, Viking, CIE Tours will be there. I cannot wait for this event. It really is like Christmas to begin the year, and it's over three full days. Get out of the cold weather, get inside, and you're also going to get a chance to see all of the things that you do and all of the offices do every day other than travel.
Absolutely. You know, we do have our membership services there. You could take advantage of those benefits that maybe you haven't. Maybe you haven't been into a branch recently, or you're not familiar with all the services we offer. You can enroll in our identity theft protection when you're there. Take advantage of our credit card that has no annual fee and no internet. International fees. So that's a big thing if you're looking to take a trip abroad, because those international fees can really hit you if you're not aware of what your credit card might be charging.
Two things that I need to look at. One of them you just mentioned, because believe it or not, honesty is the best policy. I've been very successful in my life. I owe nobody anything, but I don't have a credit card.
Really?
And I started to realize I can't even get my car washed without a credit card. So I'm
going
to get a credit card. And the other thing that I need to get my hands on, because I keep getting reminders in the mail, I'm set financially, elder law attorney, everything is in place, will, power of attorney, estate planning, but the one thing I need a little bit more of is life insurance.
Absolutely, yeah. So we have our insurance agents there. They can get you in touch with the, you know, auto, home, and life insurance, get some of those basic details to get you a quote. We've got a passport photo booth there, so if you, you know, if that's something you, of course, you want to look into before you're planning a trip. You're most, you know, you'll need 6 months validity, even though they're good for 10 years. You want to start looking around year 9 to make sure that you're still within that window before you book that trip. But, you know, the turnaround time for passports is quite quick. And if you get to the show and you start to book and you realize you need to get that renewed, we can start you on the process right there. Get that passport photo and you walk out with the first step of the process.
Can you get TSA pre-check some information?
You can get some information there. We are starting to roll out, not in our Pennsylvania branches, but, you know, East Central goes the whole way from Kentucky to New York. We are rolling out TSA every day in some of the branches as well that you can get that.
Nice.
And we do have our pop-up events that will be scheduled in 2026. Keep your eye on the motorist for some of those dates coming up.
But how would you, listen, if you were a drone flying over the travel showcase, it's a sea of humanity, so many moving parts. But everybody's got the same thought process. Either they want that dream vacation, a weekend getaway. They want to make sure that they have all of the stuff that the DMV wants and they want it handled. They want to get a passport. They want to talk life insurance. But here's what you need to do. If you are currently with somebody else when it comes to your insurance needs, bring your monthly bill, your statement, what you pay on a monthly basis and what you pay, and sit down and play a game of a little I don't know, one-handed poker, if you will, and see if you're actually getting a better rate with AAA. And I got to tell you, auto insurance, I've talked to people who have switched to AAA because they have said flat out they get a better rate.
And we've had rate cuts, you know, it's such a competitive market right now. So it's definitely great to do that side-by-side comparison and compare apples to apples and make sure, you know, you're not cutting corners with your coverage, but you could get a much better rate. There's possibilities for that out there. So it's definitely worth shopping around and checking out AAA insurance.
Yeah, and you're going to get a chance, people like Matt DeRamo, Members Choice, Anthony Augustinelli, CIE Tours. These people are storytellers. You know, I talk about storytellers all the time, and it's a lost art. Well, it's not a lost art of AAA. If you want someone to get out the broad brush and paint you a beautiful picture, maybe you're thinking Italy or even going to London, going to Portugal, wherever the case may be, they can get you there. And after you visit the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase, you'll dream it, plan it, and book it.
Absolutely. And we still always have, of course, the luggage giveaways when you book a trip on site at the show, depending on the value of the trip, the size of the luggage. But that luggage is a fantastic value and a great deal to go along with it. And, you know, we have the giveaways, the raffle, the three grand prize, including a trip, I believe it's to Italy this year, some Delta airfare tickets. So really a great way to start off your new year, get that extra gift. And we do have the discount coupons available in all of the branches already too. So, you know, if you happen to be out and about and you're Christmas shopping, add that into someone's Christmas card, that $2 off coupon. You know, stop by and grab that so you have all the information and you're ready for that
Listen,
show coming around the corner.
She is an event planner of epic proportion. I've known Ida forever, and I'm going to give her a lot of credit. But people like Marita Williams and Jim Lehman during his time, now Bevy and others, and Terry, somebody, and all of you people that I know working side by side simultaneously to make this seamless. I got to be honest with you, from the very first one years ago to where we are today, every time I go to that first day or the day before just to do some video work to help promote it, it amazes me how many people come to this.
Absolutely. And like you said, it is. It's so electric. It's so neat to be so hands-on, too. I mean, they bring in the full-size motor coach.
It's amazing.
So that you can see, you know, when they say, oh, this is a motor coach tour, you can literally walk on board and see what it is that you'd be riding in. It allows you to really have that hands-on experience that, you know, and as you said, the, you know, some of those reps paint such broad pictures. They show you the slideshow, but their words are just magical and really, really encapsulate what these trips are all about.
January 23rd, 24th, 25th, hurry, 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 get to AAA and get ready for the experience of a lifetime. If you've never been there, you're going to love it. But I hope that you'll get a stocking stuffer if you need a membership or someone that you know does. But if you can't because you're just too busy, what a great place to get a membership at the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase.
Absolutely. We'll be able to sign you up for our membership right there. And then, of course, you could take advantage of all those benefits right on the spot. The member discounts in the retail store, the identity theft protection, the credit card, everything from beyond.
The first check I make out every year to begin the new year ends the year. And I just did it the other day, my AAA membership. I love the fact that they send my card. They remind me, it's one less thing I've got to be thinking for myself to do. It's handled, it's done. Because I got to tell you, as soon as I signed that check, put it in the mail, we were hit with some horrible weather. And I got up the morning to go to work like 2 days later at 2 o'clock. I hit my remote start and the car didn't start. And I'm thinking, oh no, what am I going to do? No worries, it went out, it did start, I had AAA. I'm driving later that day. I noticed tire pressure is looking really bad on one of my tires. I'm thinking, what am I going to do? And I went, I got my membership. It's all good.
Exactly. I say I've had to call AAA this winter season already too for a dead battery. And, you know, thankfully that we have that and it's incredible. And I am not a winter weather lover. I'm not like Marita or anything like that. But, you know, I think we're due for a pretty rough winter. I hate to put that out there into the universe, but you know,
membership.
We've already had some pretty bad storms. So it's just good to know that you have it if you need it. Hopefully you don't, but it's always nice to have that security blanket of the AAA membership, even just for the roadside assistance.
Here's what you do as you're going in with that tow driver, truck driver, have them drop you off at AAA while you get your car fixed and book a trip to somewhere where it's warm.
Somewhere, exactly. Get out of here while it's cold.
January 23rd, 24th, 25th. We've got all sorts of things. We've got a destination to tell you about, tour of the week, cruise of the week, and more. She is Caitlin Seigen, manager of the North Hills office up there on McKnight Road of AAA. And don't forget, Pittsburgh Travel Showcase. Tell your friends, tell your family members, your neighbors. It's going to be exciting because it's always nice to get out of the cold and dare to dream. Plan it and book it. A warm weather vacation, a destination, once-in-a-lifetime weekend getaway, and all the amenities at AAA East Central offers you every day, all under one roof, the beautiful David L. Lawrence Convention Center for 3 incredible days, the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase 2026. All right, listen, so before we dive into some itinerary, Caitlin, as you look back at the year that was, what were some of the big ticket items, or at least the items that people were booking on a regular basis at that location in the North Hills?
Well, you know, we talk about the big eyes all the time in Europe, Ireland, Italy, Iceland, you know, with the big announcement. You know, I think those will carry on into 2026 and beyond, you know, with still we have the direct flights, the seasonal direct flights from Pittsburgh into Reykjavik. And now with that announcement of the direct flight into Dublin on Aer Lingus, I think we're really going to see those destinations pick up too.
Listen, I know everybody wants to be Irish, especially around St. Patrick's Day. But when that story broke,
yeah,
it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Is that a, I mean, I'm asking just as a common traveler or just a customer of AAA, is that a big deal?
I think so, because I think that was something that was highly anticipated, or at least hoped for, with this remodel of the airport, that we would have access to a lot more direct international destinations. So, you know, we've had London for a few years now, and that's incredible because that's such a gateway to the rest of Europe and even beyond. And then Iceland is such an amazing destination, and we used to have direct flights, and now getting those back on Iceland Air is amazing. And I think Dublin is such, you know, we have such ties is Pittsburgh to Dublin and Ireland. So being able to have that direct flight, I think, will really just make it so much more accessible for people that have had that on their list. But, you know, some of those flights, you have the 4-hour layover in JFK, and yeah, it takes you 12 hours to get home. Like, this makes it so much more feasible for even like a short 4 or 5 day trip to go over there.
So what's a straight shot over there? How many hours?
About 6.5.
Well, listen, I'm not saying this is definite because the timing, it happened not too long after and it probably was already planned ahead. But I got to believe that the trip that AAA took with a lot of folks to Ireland and the Steelers and everybody, that may have made them think, you know what? We might have more people that want to come to Ireland and Pittsburgh than we imagined.
Absolutely. I had read that actually expedited the talks. And Pitt's playing in Ireland in 2027. Pitt football
Wisconsin,
is playing Wisconsin
right.
in 2027. So, I mean, that will be nice that that is already in place for a game like that, because I'm sure that will draw maybe not comparable crowds, but a good number of Pitt fans travel almost as well as Steeler fans. So I think, yeah, so I think that would be a great selling point to get those Panther fans over
okay.
there.
She this is, listen, she could be my daughter because we think alike. I mean, it's in the blood. We love the Pitt Panthers. And I was with some great people last night in Hopewell connected to that program. The father was the high school coach of Tony Dorsett. And we were doing a Feast of the Seven Fishes broadcast and talking about my show coming up at McKnight Road on Wednesday. She's going to be working across the street. Marita's going to kind of kick off the show at 7:30 to talk about the travel showcase. But I got to ask you, what's it going to take for our Panthers to become to the point where we're actually celebrating the college football playoffs?
If I had that question, I'd be in a very different role.
It'll happen in your lifetime.
I hope so. I mean, it's college football is so cyclical. I mean, you know, besides those like SEC teams that are dynasties
Listen, thank goodness the holiday, because the volleyball team lost the other day.
Yeah.
I was crushed about that.
Right.
We're taking on Penn State tomorrow in basketball. So anyway, I do love Pitt. All right. Now, the other thing, I love these parks, the Universals and obviously Disney World, Disneyland out in California. Where do you see them? Dollywood, another one. And obviously, we've got Kennywood right here connected to that great Dolly Parton name. Where do you see these parks going in 2026?
Well, it's still, you know, it's more competitive. They're coming up with new cutting edge rides and also even like new cutting edge technology to allow, you know, less time waiting in line or less, you know, being able to make everything more efficient and flow better. So it's really nice to see that coming. And we've seen a big uptick in interest in those parks internationally, looking at Disneyland Paris or even Disneyland Sea in Tokyo, Japan. So really, it's kind of neat to see how the brand is global and how some of those things look the same, but a little different when you put an international flair on them.
Well, listen, we are going to take a break and come back, and we're going to do all itineraries to the top of the hour. What about you? Where are you going to go in 2026?
I recently just booked a trip to London and Paris, so really excited for that. I've been to both, but this is nice. It's a guided tour with Member Choice Vacations. So it'll be a really nice experience. And it has some components that I've never been able to do. You know, I can't wait to take the Eurostar train from London to Paris, that high speed train there. I think that's such a, I love trains. So that's like such a bucket list thing for me. So I'm really excited to do that. It includes dinner at the top of the Eiffel Tower, getting to ride in the London Eye, little things that I've never quite done in either of those destinations that will make it even that much more special. So that's definitely coming up. And I already have Seattle booked too for MLK Day weekend, a little 4-day getaway to Seattle. So who knows what else is on the radar for 2026.
You know, that must be a fascinating place. The wharf, that fish market. People say Seattle's really nice.
And we have direct flights to Seattle. Yes, and they're really great times. You know, you can fly, you leave at like 7:30, and with the time difference, you get there at like 9:30 a.m. So you really have that full first day to go and explore. And then the direct flights back, there's a late night, like overnight one, but there's also one that leaves at like 11 p.m. and gets you back around, or 11 a.m., I'm sorry, gets you back around 6 p.m. So it's nice that you still can get home at a reasonable hour to go back to work the next day. So it's so such a cool city. I really am excited, you know, and it's, even though it's January, I actually went this past MLK Day as well. I have some friends that live out there. And so the weather is incredible. You know, it's obviously not warm, but there's not like a ton of snow. It's just a little bit more like almost like a rainforesty atmosphere. So it's nice that time of year.
Well, and right now, as we speak, my 26-year-old, one of the loves of my life, my son, is in the heart of New York City for the first time.
Oh, wow. That must be so magical this time of year. I love New York this time of year.
I was thinking, I've done a travel show for 33 years, and here he is, 26, and he's in Times Square this weekend. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful, incredible. Like, can't wait for him to see the tree in Rockefeller Center.
Going to have a lot to talk about when he gets back. That AAA Central Office in Rochester, Pennsylvania. All right, we're coming back. Much more. She's Caitlin Seigen. I'm your Pratt Pack. This is KDKA. All right, we've held you in suspense long enough. Here she is, Caitlin Seigen, with our tour of the week for today's edition of AAA Essentials Talking Travel.
Yeah, so our tour of the week is with Pleasant Holidays. We're going to Mexico, an amazing all-inclusive resort, the Ocean Riviera Paradise. The featured dates are April 25th through May 2nd, so a full week there. It's a great time to go. You're missing the spring break traffic, but it's before it gets too busy in the summer. This includes direct flights to Cancun on American Airlines, 7 nights in a junior suite at the Ocean Riviera Paradise, and the round trip transfers. So I was just in Mexico, and it's amazing, all these all-inclusives. And because there are so many, these prices can be so competitive. So for this full week, you're looking at $1,705 per person. That's everything. That's all inclusive. That's the round trip, direct flights. That's the transfers. And that is 7 nights in that junior suite here at the Ocean Riviera Paradise. It is an incredible resort. It's got the a la carte restaurants, the buffets, the swim-up bars. There is a kids club if you are growing multi-generational or you're bringing the kids with you. But there is also upgrades. You could stay in the adult-only section. There are swim-up rooms. So it really, you know, if there's something you're looking for, it checks so many of those boxes. And as I mentioned, we were just in Mexico about 2 weeks ago, and it's really just such an atmosphere. While you're waiting for your transfer, they'll come up and, you know, if you want to get a drink, start that vacation straight off the plane. And these resorts are amazing. You know, you kind of just drive along the coast, you can see the ocean, and they'll drop you off right there, take care of everything, and get, you know, of course, set up your transfer back, which you never want to think about heading back to the airport after the trip. But it is such a beautiful area, not just this resort, but all of these resorts. But we do have these direct flights out of Pittsburgh on American Airlines. They run Saturday to Saturday. We do have a few other dates a few other days throughout the week that there's direct flights, as well as on Southwest. But again, with that new airport, we're seeing more of these direct flights, and it's so nice to be able to fly direct into the Caribbean. It leaves at 8 a.m., so it's not even like you have to be at the airport at 4 in the morning, and you're there, you're in Mexico before 11 a.m., so you can head, you know, get to your resort in time for lunch. So it's perfect, really, you know, have that full first day and get to experience whatever resort it is that you might be going to.
The great thing about vacation, you actually get to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Nobody does that in the real world.
Oh, I know. Even there, when we were just down in Cancun as well, in Riviera Maya, I was like, I'm not even hungry, but there's an omelet station. There's not an omelet station at my house.
No.
Like, I'm going to make room to go to the omelet station, even though I am not hungry at all. It's just so nice to have that luxury, anything that, and it's nice because there's the buffet, there's the specialty restaurants. You know, if you're like, oh, I've never really tried Japanese food. There you go. Try it there. You know, whatever it may be, all those different cuisines. And it's, those buffets are amazing. They have those live cooking stations, even if you're just looking for a variety. Maybe you're traveling with a larger party and there's a lot of different taste buds. So many options. So, and they have all the different activities and stuff as well. You know, they have, I went to a guacamole making class. I went to a sushi making class. There were Spanish language lessons. So even if you're looking to kind of do that variety, they have a lot of activities and shows in the evening, and they bring the different vendors in that you can get some of those local handmade crafts, bring them home, remember your trip forever. These resorts in Riviera Maya and throughout the Caribbean, they really have them down to a science, this all-inclusive package.
Have you ever been on one of those vacations and you're along the shoreline, like you just mentioned moments ago, and you're driving and you're saying to yourself, do you think people realize that they live here full-time, how lucky they are?
Right? That was my thought. I was like, oh, this is just like, I was like, do you think that it gets old looking at water that blue? Does that ever wear off, you know? So
no.
Just amazing to watch the sunrise over the water and just, you know.
Just to be out in that type of rarefied air with the palm trees,
yes,
and the ocean and the smells and the sand. I mean, it's just incredible.
And it's incredible year round right there. You know, there in December.
There's no snow shovels down
exactly.
there.
Exactly. So being there in December, it was 84. The ocean was a little chilly when he first got in, but like it was, you know, great to go snorkeling and kayaking and, you know, getting to experience that, seeing the fish and everything, beautiful because the water is just so clear as well. So any of those resorts, you really can't go wrong when you're going anywhere in the Caribbean. And Pleasant Holidays has all the packages, all of the advisors are able to coordinate that for you. It's great for weddings, honeymoons, just because trips.
Listen, yeah. I really believe it's the main reason why so many people my age that I know, either living part or full time in the Carolinas, in Georgia,
yeah,
in Florida, people just don't want to deal with a winter anymore.
That's true. I am.
Even when they say it's a
number
mild,
one on that one lat list.
when they say it's a mild winter, 30 degrees, 40 degrees is not mild.
Right?
It's still cold.
Yes. I would say, I feel like we had, like this year, it kind of like snapped. It was like kind of warm, and then all of a sudden it just switched. And I still like forget to bring the right coat with me. Like, I'm like, I'm freezing it in the office. I'm like, I can't wait to be somewhere warmer, you know? So it's such a nice time to get away, even, you know, in the coming months before this April featured date. Any time is a great time to get away and go somewhere warmer, in my opinion.
All right, remember, 800-354-8761. They're standing by. Dream it, plan it, book it. 800-354-8761. Now, our cruise.
Yes, so our cruise of the week is on Celebrity Cruise Line. It visits the Caribbean, round trip out of Miami. It is on the Celebrity Beyond, and we're looking at September 27th to October 4th of 2026. Like I said, round trip out of Miami on the Celebrity Beyond. You're visiting the Dominican Republic, Tortola in the British Virgin Islands, as well as St. Martin. And you have a few sea days in there as well. It is a week-long cruise, a seven-night cruise. For interior stateroom, you're looking at $819. Ocean view, $897. The edge stateroom with the infinite veranda, so that's the balcony that the doors slide the whole way out, so your room essentially is one giant balcony. You're looking at $1,262. And for a suite, $2,908. These are all priced per person based on double occupancy. They include a current promo for 75% off the second guest. And so there's a lot of different staterooms that you can look at. A lot of, again, very similar. These all-inclusives and these cruises are starting to blend a little bit more in this way that they offer different culinary experiences, different shows and activities that you can do. And so, you know, I always talk about the cruises are incredible. You can get to your stateroom, unpack once, and get to visit some of these amazing destinations. And again, you're kind of missing the peak season. So this is a really great time to visit. And the Celebrity Beyond, it just like the rest of the Celebrity fleet, is a beautiful ship. Lots of amazing venues for the shows. If you're looking, they have piano bar, jazz bar, you know, looking for the nightclub. They've got all sorts of things, as well as their Broadway-style shows and performances at night, trivia, things like that to really keep you occupied during the sea days, not to mention the pools and all the activities there. So it's a really great cruise. Again, the dates are September 27th through October 4th of 2026. Round trip from Miami on the Celebrity Beyond.
All right, so you mentioned Japanese food a few moments ago.
Yeah.
So I was doing a little deep dive with the help of Gemini, some artificial intelligence, and I asked what would the top 10 travel destinations be in 2026. And we're going to talk about this more after the break because we took care of all the business, and these places we're about to mention, AAA Central can get you to every single one of them. But Japan is in there twice.
Yeah.
I mean, Okinawa and Hong Kong, and you just obviously took the cruise, and what is it with Japan?
Japan's very, very popular. You know, I think that, I mean, right around the corner is cherry blossom season, so I've already
Beautiful.
If you can't make it to Japan, thankfully, D.C. isn't too far away, so we could get you there as well, but it's such an incredible sight to see, so beautiful, and, you know, the cuisine in Japan. And the, you know, they're ahead of the eight ball when it comes to technology and stuff. So it really, you know, it appeals to that kind of traveler that's looking for something, you know, futuristic or maybe interested in some of the culture there, the architecture. Amazing destination.
This is not, listen, I would love to see Times Square. We were talking about my son.
Yeah.
But if I had my opportunity, either one, both would be great, but I would rather go to Tokyo.
Right.
They say Tokyo, and I watch everything that is Tokyo. Whenever I see it, I'm all in. Food, entertainment. Talk about neon.
Yes, absolutely. And so the busiest crossing in the whole world is actually in Tokyo. Shibuya Crossing, when the lights change, like I've watched videos. I've been there, but I've watched the videos in like, you know, the time-lapse ones of people crossing all day long. And it has tens, hundreds of thousands of people that cross at this like crosswalk every day. And it's so neat that like just the magnitude of everything in Japan. It's such an incredible destination, and it really appeals to so many different types of traveler.
Listen, I have a 27-year-old nephew who's a year older than my son. He's been to Japan 3 times.
Oh wow.
And he loves it.
Yeah.
Loves it. It has a little bit to do with his work, too, but he loves it.
And we were talking about the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase at the beginning of this show. They're going to have one of those 42 vendor talks focuses on Japan.
Ooh.
So if that's something that appeals to you, it's a great thing, you know, that you'll be able to see those pictures, hear those, you know, those sights and those sounds, and really just get to have that little taste of Japan if it's something that's on your bucket list as well.
Can't wait. 23rd, 24th, 25th, David L. Lawrence Convention Center. I'll tell you what the other eight are as far as top 10 destinations, and she doesn't need to be schooled. She'll be able to answer and fill in all of the blanks when we get back to wrap up this week's edition of AAA Essentials Talking Travel. Plus, we'll kind of recap our tour and cruise of the week, too. Stay with us. All right, so these are some of the places that they are telling us, Gemini, artificial intelligence, that, well, the human element, Mr. Pratt, telling you, but they were just showing me moments ago that these are the top 10 travel destinations that people are going to be looking towards in 2026. And I mentioned Japan, Hong Kong, and Okinawa. And I was going to ask you during the break, because we all love food, a lot of noodle dishes in China.
Yeah, some amazing dishes all throughout Asia. And they're all a little bit different flair, whether you're in China or Japan, you know, or South Korea. You'll really get to experience some amazing cuisine.
All right, so I'm not necessarily going to go 1 to 10 or 10 to 1, but I'm going to throw some of these out and tell me why you think they're on this list. New Zealand.
New Zealand's been so up and coming. It is a bit of a hike coming from, you know, here in the East Coast, but it is worth it. There's some beautiful national parks, beautiful untouched wildlife, scenery, waterfalls, just really beautiful. And there's such a different flair from the North Island to the South Island as well. And so it's great. You could do a tour, but you, also because of them being islands, it's a great opportunity to cruise around them and get the full taste of everything there.
All right. The second destination is Italy.
Italy. Well, I think that's a perennial destination
favorite
on that list for sure. You know, where do you start? The architecture, the history, the cuisine. We could talk a whole hour about Italian food, I'm sure, Rob. So it's definitely, that's always one for the list.
Whenever I think of this, I don't think of lions in the jungle. I think of Marita Williams because she loves it, South Africa.
Yes, South Africa has been very popular. Again, a little bit of a hike, but worth it. You know, beautiful destinations, whether you're going, you know, spring or winter, which of course is opposite to what we have, just like in New Zealand, because it's in the southern hemisphere, opposite to what we have. You know, you could see the penguins, you can see you can still go on safari. The wine culture in South Africa is very competitive with that of South America and Europe. So it's really great for anyone that would appeal to any of that.
Listen, let's go back to Japan for a moment. And I just was looking at some information here. Now I know why. I've loved Japan a long time. And I've said to myself, what's the connection? Winter Olympics many years ago, Sapporo, Japan.
Yes.
That's when I fell in love with Japan. And that was decades and decades. I was a kid. But I'm just looking. I forgot about it. They've got snow-capped mountains in Japan, too.
Absolutely, yes. You know, because again, it's a chain of islands, just like New Zealand. So that Sapporo is on the northernmost island there of Hokkaido. And so it's, again, such a different atmosphere, a different culture, and also like a different climate, depending on when you go. You know, being in Hokkaido, I was in sweatshirts, and a week later, being in Tokyo, I was in shorts and sweating. It was in the triple digit temperatures. So it's very, very different. But the snow there is beautiful. Mount Fuji always almost has snow at the top. And that's such a beautiful sight to see as well.
All right. A couple of more. Spain.
Spain is really popular, again, for the cuisine. You know, that people have been very interested in the El Camino, the pilgrimage hike that you can take. Of course, the wine culture, the tapas, really getting that little table full of small plates and getting to share all of those different small bites. Really just an amazing destination. And of course, you know, you've got the Mediterranean there. So, you know, Barcelona is a great cruise port, but also just a great city to hang out at, enjoy the beach there, really get to see some of the history there, too.
All right. Good stuff. Last one, France.
France is, again, you know, the cheese, the baguettes,
the wine.
The wine, yes, of course. And again, there's, you know, you can go along the French Riviera and really see some of those beautiful beaches, those beautiful rocky coasts as well. It's all a little bit different. You know, Paris is incredible. You know, we just passed the anniversary of D-Day. But, you know, Normandy and those beaches are something that will always, I think, interest us as a community, getting to go and see those. So France, again, has so many different destinations within just that small country to really get to experience. So I understand why all of those are on the list.
All right. So now it's back to my intelligence, which I'm sure at times will be challenged by artificial intelligence in my lifetime. But I love the deep dive and going to Gemini and see what's happening in the world of artificial intelligence. Okay. Now, let's go back. Tour of the week, cruise of the week, one more time.
Sure. Tour of the week is Riviera Maya with Pleasant Holidays. We're visiting the Ocean Riviera Paradise Resort. The featured dates are April 25th through May 2nd of 2026. This is a beautiful resort. It caters to all ages. There's a kids club, teen club. There's an adult-only section. Of course, there's various restaurants, buffets, swim-up bars, pools, activities, non-motorized water sports like snorkeling and kayaking, an incredible destination for all. You're looking at $1,705 per person for this trip. That includes round trip direct flights on American Airlines from Pittsburgh to Cancun. That includes the round trip transfers and 7 nights in a junior suite. So this is total for two per person. You're looking at $1,705. And then, of course, the cruise of the week with Celebrity Cruise Lines on the beautiful Celebrity Beyond. The featured dates are September 27th through October 4th of 2026. This cruise sails round trip out of Miami, Florida, which, again, we have direct flights to Miami from Pittsburgh. You visit the Dominican Republic, Tortola, which is part of the British Virgin Islands, as well as St. Martin. And you have a few sea days in there to enjoy all the amenities on the ship. If you're looking for an interior stateroom, you're looking at $819. Ocean View, $897. an edge stateroom with infinite veranda that has the doors that slide the whole way open, $1,262, and a suite, $2,908. This is all priced per person based on double occupancy. And this also includes the 75% off second guest. So there's some different promos. So even if you're looking at a different celebrity cruise, there are some great promos between now and the end of the year. So it's never too early to start looking, booking that trip, or at least start planning for that Pittsburgh Travel Showcase, which will be here before we know it.
Caitlin, listen, great job. I know you're going to spend some time with family. Have a great holiday, and you add a lot to this show.
Thank you so much, Rob. Have a wonderful holiday as well. Can't wait to work with you in 2026.
All right, looking forward to it. I know, 2026, unbelievable. Seems like I was just 26, and now my 26-year-old's in New York, AAA Central Rochester. He's in Times Square this weekend.
I can't believe it. Can't wait to hear everything he has to tell you about it.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about crowds because he's 6'6". He can see over
everybody. He can see over everything.
All right, listen, we got the news coming up. I'm not done. I got another hour of open talk, some things we were talking about earlier today. We'll pick up with some new items that have been making news as far as headlines today as well. Give you a chance to phone in, get your opinion going, and stir things up for the rest of the day. We're always live. We're always local. And don't forget, Pittsburgh Travel Showcase doesn't get any more local than that. January 23rd, 24th, 25th. Dream it, plan it, book it. You know you're going to love it at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center.